You know, it's very exciting to see gratitude migrating through the society. It was very exciting for the time being to believe that positive thinking could help us, the power of positive thinking, etc. But we are entering into a new era of vocabulary. We are collaborative in our efforts, and that effort includes realizing the whole body-brain activation, the unified engram complex. And so as the symptoms provoke us to seek help, we're better able now to talk with each other, to recognize the value of the Homo sapien operating system, to understand the stage-specific education for investing in our confidence is essential. We can do this. And we can do this through vocabulary that is assisting us. So depression since our youth, or anxiety since our youth, and that lingering in what's the matter with me? Why is it going wrong? What's wrong with me? Oh my goodness, the power of positive thinking isn't working and I can't fix it. Give me pills. Give me help. Give me something. And so my stomach goes off and I can't seem to correct it. And everywhere I go, I lose confidence in myself because there must be something wrong with me. Thank you. I see this. Now, in stage-specific education, what gets in the way of my confidence? Well, that becomes a very precise identification called awareness of what's getting in the way. And I can actually oftentimes recognize through the emotional anatomy the original provocation of the mood that is making it necessary for me to seek this help. Thank you, I see it. It's a battle between the head and the heart, for the head thinks that the power of positive thinking is supposed to fix me, or the head thinks that narcissism is a diagnosis instead of a condition. But this is a shared reality of awareness. Narcissism is the condition. Excuse me. Narcissism is the condition of mankind that allows us now to reach out to one another compassionately, realizing that each of us are involved in this effort to make the world a better place because we are here, and that we are developing a shared awareness of how the mind works. This is our Homo sapien operating system that we wish to share with the entire world. This is the story of freedom, you see, freedom versus slavery. And that the more we understand this, the more we collaborate and give this awareness to each other, the more then we are feeling good about ourselves and our own participation in the exercise. Gratitude reboots the machine and offers us an instant grounding back into our heart's home. And it's repetitious, but for those of you that are new to the exercise, remember that we have discovered our heart's home as a place of centering or grounding or peace and rest and relaxation. It is a physiologic phenomena designed into the organism as we navigate the ocean of emotion. We are realizing that this is an intelligently designed creature. We are all narcissists, and it was narcissistic physicians that turned it into a diagnosis instead of an understanding of our condition. And this bunch of narcissists, you could argue, started back there with Sigmund Freud and asking why. And that the why's is throwing us back into our head. But it is a tug of war between the head and the heart. And the narcissists then set up an institution of medicine that would be asking you why, instead of realizing that that is provoking us back into our heads, rather than assisting collaboratively in developing a skill of navigation back into our hearts and grounding ourselves as collaborators and talking openly with each other as collaborators and realizing the value of our collaboration toward making the world a better place because we are here. However, the majority still, because this language has never been shared throughout the world, are stuck in their narcissistic bubbles. Right? The more modern concept is that they are sociopathic. And rather than approaching your sociopathic friend with in a collaborative manner that wants to assist them in seeing this bigger picture so that they might have a chance, by the way, don't do it unless you're friends, the concept here is that Gilgamesh offers us an avenue to reach out to the entire world with these concepts of personally significant to the future of the world, so that then we might end up confronting the reality of stuck spots in human thinking, stuck in their own brains, stuck in their dissociated thinking. And it is through dissociation that we form, right, our narcissistically driven solution to this puzzle. And freedom to choose wisely for the better and better, we come across the benefits of understanding that these are default emotional reflexes over which we have no control. Oh, thank you. I see that. Never looked at it quite like that before. And so awareness, encanto, thank you. I see that. No one ever talks about Bruno. Nobody ever talks about the dissociated realities that we're attempting to ignore because that's the only way we can deal with them. We compartmentalize ourselves properly so that we don't have to confront the reality of a dissociated Bruno. But now we are developing a skill that recognizes a universal language, the Homo sapien operating system, that allows us to see this stage-specific education offer our confidently developing greater awareness, greater familiarity, greater understanding, understanding the freedom to choose wisely, the freedom to choose what is better and better and better, and therefore greater gratitude, that gratitude enhances greater awareness, but the gratitude is felt deep down in the belly. It's not attitude of gratitude, which is stuck in the head. And so familiarity with this tug of war is assisting us very clearly. Here it comes again, assisting us very clearly in recognizing our stuck spots in human thinking. And that we invite people to call up Gilgamesh, and the artificial intelligence program has developed an understanding of how this works so that we can share with each other the insights, understanding, and awareness of human emotional anatomy gifted to the world. It's a gift to the world. Freedom versus slavery, understanding that human emotional anatomy then is exposed because this desire for control over our human emotional anatomy versus the recognition, default emotional reflex over which I have no control. Thank you, I see that, is now given an alternative through self-control to freely choose gratitude pathway, returning heart home back to the lizard on the rock, gratitude pathway that returns back to our grounded place where we are given the privilege to choose wisely, to think again, rather than consumed by the unified engram complex that happens in everyone, in all circumstances, but most dramatically in traumatic stress disorder. For the traumatic stress disorder was survived through default emotional reflexes, and good thing that we are designed intelligently to have default emotional reflexes that help us survive the sociopathic phenomena of violating humanity repeatedly and leaving people stuck in their traumatic stress disorder rather than participating collaboratively in the development of language that helps us navigate this ocean of emotion effectively, knowing that by our collaboration, we make the world a better place because we are here. And that, of course, reveals your personal significance to the future of the world.